Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this should be a special schus. Le'nishmas, our ancestor, Rabbi Shmuel, your tzeit is today, Shchodesh Nissan. And this Torah I received from Mori B'Rabbi, Agona Gold Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz. He was asked about an elderly Jew who has a Goyish aide, probably a Filipino aide, and he's in the hospital, and is he allowed to send the Goy home in a taxi? In a Jewish taxi on Shabbos, if the driver is not from, obviously. So there's four issues that have to be dealt with. Number one, is it mutter for a goy to be machshir a Jew in an avera? Here, the goy, the Filipino worker, is going to be machshir a Jewish cab driver. Number two, is it mutter for a Yisrael to be machshir another Yisrael when the goy is an intermediary, when he's the one doing the achshala? So Reuven is machshir Shimon when Lucas is the one being mouthed through Lucas, the non-Jew. It's not a name of a Filipino. A name of a Filipino would be Opul or Noel. I happen to know two Filipinos, Opul and Noel. That's right. I'm saying those names. In any event, so it was in Mutter for Reuven to be Machshil Shimon through Noel. That's question number two. Question number three, is there an Isra Mira La'akum by Averis? Number four is... If Yisrael has a poel goy, is it mutter to tell this non-Jewish worker to be mechal Shabbos? So first, the shaila is a goy musar, is a goy warn about lifnei iver. Is he allowed to be machshil a Jew? Now a Jew is not allowed to be machshil a goy. We see in Avodah Zarah 6b that you're not allowed to give a kos yain to a nazir. You're not allowed to give ever menachai to a ben Noach because of lifnei velo sitein michshol. Taisus in Avodah Zarah 15b. And what the Gemara says there, that you're not allowed to sell a donkey to a goy, zera, that you're going to lend it to him and he's going to work with it on Shabbos. So you're also not allowed to sell it to a Jew who's suspected of selling it to a goy frektosfis. But we learned earlier on 14a that you're allowed to sell frankincense in a large package to a Gentile, because since he's buying so much, you're assuming he's not using it for avodah zara. So frek the Gemara, why aren't we choshesh? Maybe the goy is going to sell it to another goy, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rabaye, that a lifnei mifaktina, lifnei v'no mifaktina, we're not worried he's going to sell it to another goy, because we're only musar on lifnei here, but not lifnei de lifnei. So the fact that you're not my machshil him, it doesn't matter what he does weiter. So that's, you're musar on lifnei here, but not lifnei de lifnei, not if you're one person removed. So if that's the case, frek tosfos, why is it usher to sell a donkey to a Jew who's chashit to sell it to a goy? It's lifnei de lifnei. So answers Tosfos in the first Teretz that they were talking about a goy. A goy isn't mutar in lifnei iver. So we're not worried. We can sell it to a goy and let the goy do whatever he wants with it. Let him sell it to his friend for avodah zara. But when it comes to goyim, goyim are mutar in lifnei iver. But here, since goyim are mutar and lifnei iver, you can sell the lavona to the goy. But here, talking about a Jew who's chashid, so he's going to sell this donkey to a goy. She's not allowed to. So we're mutar that no Jew should come lidei takala al yadenu. That's what Rebbe Elchanan says. No relation. So we have to make sure that the Jew doesn't do an avera. Another teretz is that it's not lifnei to lifnei, it's one lifnei in our case, because this Jew you sell the donkey to might lend it to the goy, and that's a ready answer. Hakoponim, you see from Tosfos' first teretz that a goy isn't mutar on the iser of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. A goy is not warned not to do, not to be machshil another goy, and therefore we don't worry about selling the lavona to the goy. It's a very difficult prima godim. That a Nachri is mutar and lifnei iver, it's against Tosfos. So the Beis Yitzchak points this out. He gives a difficult teretz. Beis Yitzchak and Kuf Yud Zayin in Or HaChaim. So what we've concluded now is, according to Tosfos, a goy is not mutar and lifnei iver. According to the Prima Gadim, he is. Now, so if a goy is not mutar and lifnei iver, so that's cool then. And in our case, he's a goy, so he doesn't have to. We don't have to worry about him being over on lifnei iver when he takes the taxi with the Jew. However, it's lifnei de lifnei. Choshish lifnei to lifnei. In other words, the elderly man who sends him the taxi home is being machshil the Jew. In other words, he's being machshil the goy, he's being machshil the Jew. He's getting the goy to do the Jew to do a malacha. So it's lifnei to lifnei. Because in that the Gemara says we're not lom faktina, we're not warned about lifnei to lifnei. So the Rishonim ask that we have a Gemara in Pesachim 40b that if you have a ship that sunk and it has wheat in there and it was machmit, so you're not allowed to sell it to a goy because he might go and sell it to a Jew. So you see there is lifnei to lifnei. Also Gemara in Avodah Zarah 65b that if you have a bag of Shavu Bo Kalayim that you lost the Kalayim threads in the garment, you're not allowed to sell to a goy. Maybe your choshev is going to sell to a Jew. So there is lifnei to lifnei. So the Rosh and the Meiri are metarets that is a chiluk. If the second nichshol is a Jew, we are choshish and lifnei to lifnei. And that Gemara that says that we're not choshish and lifnei to lifnei, that's talking about where the nichshol is going to be a guy. As we're talking about a case where he's selling a levina to one guy, we're not worried he's going to sell to another guy because we're not worried that the nichshol is the guy. We're not worried about lifnei to lifnei if the second the nichshol is a guy. But we are worried about lifnei to lifnei if the second nichshol is a Jew. And therefore, you're not allowed to sell this wheat that became chametz to a guy. You might sell it to a Jew. It's lifnei to lifnei. So in our case, the guy can hire the taxi because he's not Musran lifnei. But how can the Jew send him? How can his employer send him? It's lifnei to lifnei. So it would be usher according to the Rosh. Now the Tosis read, in Avodah Zarah 14a, Dibar Maslam Rabbi gives a different teretz. His teretz is that it depends. When are we in Musran lifnei to lifnei? When the guy knows what he's doing. When he knows what he's doing, it's lifnei to lifnei. When he knows what he's doing, it's mutter al lifnei to lifnei. When the Jew knows what he's doing, then we don't have a problem. When is it going to be aser? When he doesn't know what he's doing. When he doesn't know what he's doing, you're machshil min an avera. So then, you know, he's innocent. He doesn't know what he's doing, and you're getting him to do an avera. Then you're not allowed to do even if it's lifnei to lifnei. But if he knows what he's doing, then we say it's his problem. But you don't have to worry about lifnei to lifnei. Now, in our case, the Jew knows, the cab driver knows it's Shabbos. He knows he's not allowed to ride a car in Shabbos. So it would be, according to the Tosis Litz Teretz, it would be permitted because he knows what he's doing. As long as the guy knows what he's doing, there's no lifnei to lifnei. So what's la halacha? La halacha, the Taz quotes the Rosh, that by a Jew there is lifnei to lifnei. So in our case, there would be lifnei to lifnei. And even though Yad Goy Be'emtzah would be Aser. However, even the Das HaRosh, that there's an Isra of Lifnei Venishle when Nichshol the Yisrael, and according to the Prima Gadim, that a Goy is Musar on Lifnei Iver, in our case, Yesh Litzadeh, that Lekulei Alma, there's no Lifnei Iver Mitrei Taimei. The two reasons there's no Lifnei Iver, one is that the Das Moshe, and the Chuvis and Chelek Beis write famously, that when the Nichshol could be Nichshol by another Jew, there's no Lifnei Iver. Like, let's say, Reuven wants to lend Shimon with ribbis. Now, if Shimon doesn't borrow the money, then Levi will borrow with ribbis. So now Shimon is machshil Reuven. But he's still not over. Why? Because if not, Reuven could find somebody else who will borrow with ribbis. So therefore, it's chad every dinar. It's one side of the river. When are you over in Lifnei Iver? Or he couldn't do the aver without you. But here, Reuven could do the aver without Shimon. So therefore, it's not considered lifnei iver. And the Knesset HaGadolah writes like the Pnei Moshe, in Yerodea Kufn and Tess, so to the Ksav Sofer, the Chuvus in Yerodea in the Simon Pei Gimel, brings the Pnei Moshe, and he passes like that. L'halacha of the Mishnah L'melech famously argues in the fourth parak of Malva V'loiva Halacha Beis, and he holds that the first loiva, Shimon, is over on lifnei iver, because the second loiva is also over on lifnei iver. In other words, you can't say he could do the aver without you. Because he can't do the aver without you, because meaning he can do the aver without you in a forbidden way. It's only when he can do the aver without you and without being over an Isser. Without somebody else being over an Isser. In other words, when he could be able to do the Avera with Shimon, or he could be able to do the Avera with Levi. Why is it any better that he's over with Levi? Doesn't help us. If the guy can take it himself, so then you're not really helping him do the Avera. He could take it himself. But here, you are helping him do the Avera. So you're saying, oh, somebody else would help him. Somebody would be Machshil. So the male, there is Lefneva. That's the famous Mishnah Lamelech, Ma'al Mevrish and Ma'asheni. And a lot of Achoron and Patskin like the Mishnah Lamelech. So Hashtu Lefiz Abinidon Didon. Harigami Magoy lo Yachshil Sanagmonit b'chilu Shabbos. So think about it. This guy is getting into the taxi, but if he doesn't get into the taxi, someone else is getting into the taxi. Right? We have, you go to Shari Tzedek Hospital, you have a whole line of taxis waiting to take people. I don't know, it's like on Shabbos, I hope not, but certainly it's like that during the week. So if he's not going to go with you, he's going to take somebody else. So according to the Pnei Moshe, there's no Lefneiver, because you wouldn't be Machshilim, somebody else would. So that's all the Gabbai and Isra Torah. But even according to the Pnei Moshe, it's like Chadavri Dinara, it's Akopana Mosu Durabana. Like a Totsis in the Rush writing Shabbos Gimel Amid Aleph, and sorry, it's the Pesachai Tshuva, Simon Kuf Sam, Lusif Kot Nalef, Adas, the Pnei Moshe. So there's an Isra Rabbanan here. However, it would appear that there's no Isra Durabanan, because the guy doesn't have to listen to the rabbis. He doesn't have Isra Durabanan, since the Machshu Benidon Didan is a guy, so you can't say there's an Isra Durabanan. However, that only helps the Gabi the Goy. But the Goy isn't over in Lifnei or even Midrabanan. What about the Zaken? The Zaken is Lifnei to Lifnei with a Jew, and Svar wouldn't help, because he's not allowed to be Machshil. He has the Isidirabanan. When the guy goes in the taxi with the Israel, you're right, with the Jewish cab driver, you're right, the cab driver could have found somebody else. But Akopanim is Durabanan. So the guy's not over in the Durabanan, because the guys don't go and go down and listen to the rabbis. But the Jew who sends him is over in the Durabanan. So there's a hamtzah, we could say, a hamtzah nifla, that even according to the Mishnah Lamelech, who holds that if somebody else would be machshil him in the Aveira, if somebody else would be machshil him, it's still a fnei there. So, where we wanted to say, if this cab driver is going to find somebody else, but the one who's going in the taxi with him is still over in the fnei there. So that's what the Mishnah Melech holds, but we're going to see a Hamtzah that's no. Chora, even according to the Mishnah Melech, in our case it would be Mutter. And that is Unzel Albit for the next year, to see this Gevaldik Hamtzah. And we still have a lot more to talk about, everybody say. So please stay tuned. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.